The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. The Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Albin, Chris. I was going to say welcome back, but I'm the one that's been away. I was in Saratoga Springs. I got a lot of exciting updates about Saratoga Springs, about Governor Cuomo. About Seattle, about Mike Lindell doing. By the way, everybody, Mike Lindell, if you go to lindelltv.com, it's a big deal. He's offering $5 million to anyone who can demonstrate that he's mistaken about the election fraud. He's putting his money literally where his mouth is, not literally. Folks, go to lindelltv.com. The man is a hero. He's a hero. What can I tell you? He cares about this. And listen, you don't need to agree with him, but see what he has to say. Is he wrong? Because my attitude is he's not wrong. And if you can show where he's wrong, I'd be thrilled. But people just seem to dismiss him, to sneer. Sneering is not an argument. Before I give you all these fun updates on Cuomo and Saratoga Springs, because I got some stuff to tell you, I want to talk about food for the poor. We've been doing a campaign for food for the poor. Everybody knows, if you listen to this program, we partner with Food for the Poor every year. Why? Well, they're a great organization. They're doing God's work. They're feeding hungry children in parts of the world that are suffering in ways that we cannot imagine in the United States. It gives us some perspective on our own struggles. So let me just say that right now the campaign is focused on the Caribbean and Latin America. We have raised enough, not on this program, but throughout Salem, okay, all the other radio hosts, plus this program, to feed 2,000 kids for the next 6 months. But I just want to tell you, if you've not participated, I always, when we do these things, we want everybody to get involved. Doesn't matter what you give. Give anything you can give, but just give. If everybody gave the tiniest bit, it would be monumental. So if you listen to this program, often you listen to this program and it's free, and you want to give back. Well, this is one of the ways you can give back. Let me just say that the kids in Haiti right now, I don't even know where to begin. Basically, well, the new CEO of Food for the Poor is Ed Rain. He talks about how by helping out these kids, going to our website, it's metaxastalk.com, click on the banner. When you do that, when you go to metaxastalk.com and you give to Food for the Poor, whatever you give, you're actually helping yourself. So listen to Ed Rain.
And you walk away saying, wow, in some small measure, I made a difference in the life of somebody else. And isn't that what it's all about? And certainly, to me, this is about living the gospel and loving thy neighbor. That is love.
Well, we all know we're supposed to do something. The question is what? And that's why on this program, we partner with Food for the Poor, because we have vetted them. They're one of these organizations that they're just spectacular, not only at doing what they say they're going to do, but at leveraging our money. American money goes so far when you have an organization like Food for the Poor that knows what to do with it and how to use it. So I think I mentioned it, that a kid is fed for 6 months for $37, is it? $111 feeds three kids for 6 months. So it's $37 a kid. That's unimaginable, except Food for the Poor does this. They get a lot of donations. They need our help to get this food to the actual families. So please just go to metaxastalk.com, click on the banner. I'll give you a phone number in a second. But Albin and Chris and I, we've come up with this idea that whatever you give, your name is put in a hat, and we're going to pick out grand prize winners. Grand prize winners just get a raft of signed books, Nutramedics products, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. If you win the grand prize, whatever you give, your name goes in the hat. We're going to have three grand prize winners. Also, anybody who gives $500 can visit us in the studio. And what did we say, Alvin? What was the other one? There was $1,000 gift.
Well, Chris came up with this. I think for five, what was it? What was the amount? But you're going to get a video announcement from Eric, like happy birthday and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, that, I think that was $500. And if you give $1,000, you and your family or anybody you want, you can send them to the studio to visit us. Not here in this crummy studio, which is my house. No, in the actual TBN studio. We'd love to see you. So these are the things we can do. I also say, too, that people who listen to this program, many of you, you give away a lot of money every year. If you want to give $10,000 to Food for the Poor, tax deductible, obviously, you're feeding an innumerable number of children. This is very important. If you give $10,000, I want to have dinner with you. You can have dinner with me or Albin and me or whoever you like, wherever you want. It's all on you. You can invite your family. You can invite friends. It can be 20 people, three people, whatever you want in a city where we can meet together. So I know there are people out there who are thinking, hey, I want to do something for so-and-so's birthday. They've got everything. Hey, how about dinner with Eric Metaxas? Something kooky like that, you know, that would just be wonderful. So the phone number, obviously the website is MetaxasTalk.com. MetaxasTalk.com, you see the link to Food for the Poor, but you can call 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. We want everybody to get involved, folks. If you can give $300, that's eight kids that are going to be fed for 6 months. It's really a great thing. When you think about what can I give, what does that money mean to you? And what could it mean to kids that are really struggling? I want to be blunt. They are really struggling in places like Haiti, and we need to do what we can. All right. So please go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, or call the phone number 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. Alvin and Chris, can I just say a word about Saratoga Springs?
Oh, please do. Please do.
Absolutely.
We went up there. You know, it's a drive from here, but it's in New York. And we went to the racetrack. It's the oldest racetrack in America. And it was an experience. I don't know how to put it, but there's a world of you know, people are all dressed up. Some people are not dressed up, but it's such an amazing world to see these animals thunder across the finish line. I took some pictures. But then the next day, we went to a horse auction, which is really elite. Bobby Flay, you know, the famous celebrity chef, he was there. Bob Baffert, who's been in the news lately, he's a Kentucky Derby winner many, many times, and there's been some controversy. I spoke to him. I met Bobby Flay. I mean, it's just a crazy world that Suzanne and I got to see. And
wait, Mick, was Bobby Flay looking for some horse meat? What was he doing at a
horse? No. Don't ever say that. That's a tremendous, terrible thing to say. Tremendously terrible. I would never talk about horse meat on this program. But here's what I would talk about. The fact that these horses in this auction, I'm not kidding. It was really a cool thing. Our friends, the Trouts, were up there. And that you start seeing that Windstar Farm, which is their farm, that this is like an amazing universe. And so all the people that are representing these, you know, horse farms around the country, and one horse went for $1.6 million. I mean, whoa. You just realize this is serious. These people, some of these people are just really, really serious about this. But, you know, we've got a number of friends that are involved in this world. But for us to just get a witness, you know, just to see this stuff, it was incredible. I posted stuff on my Instagram account, I think on my Twitter account. Anyway, we've just got a couple minutes left. We'll talk about it after John Zmirak. But Cuomo, what do we say about Cuomo? Guys, any thoughts about Governor Cuomo?
I thought it was funny that Alec Baldwin blames the cancel culture. It used to be like we shamed people. Now cancel culture kind of caught up with Governor Cuomo.
The Cuomo story, I don't know how to put it. It's kind of like you know, going to prison for tax evasion when you're a mobster.
Yeah.
The fact is that Cuomo has done some terrible things. I'm thrilled to see him go. I would be just as thrilled to see Newsom go. Newsom is going. Things are happening, folks. Things are happening in this country.
There's a call now to rename the bridge, the Tappan Zee Bridge, that was named after his father, Mario Cuomo. But I think they should name it after Andrew and then reroute the bridge over a cliff.
Ooh, good one.
What did you just say? We can't
reroute the bridge over a cliff because Andrew went down in flames.
I'm going to Seattle this weekend. And when we come back, I'm talking to Ann and Phelan.
Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out.
Hey there, friends. Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204. Folks, welcome back. In a moment, we're going to be talking about Hunter Biden. Remember him? Because I don't. But before we talk about Hunter Biden, I want to remind you, very important, we're doing something with Food for the Poor. We need you to go to our website, metaxastalk.com, and click on the banner. Anything you give will be appreciated. Anything you give will get you entered into our grand prize drawing. So please just go today. Make a promise to yourself, metaxastalk.com. And don't forget, if you go to mypillow.com or mystore.com or nutramedics.com, you'll want to use the code ERIC. We appreciate it. I want to bring in Phelan McAleer, my old friend from Ireland. Phelan, we've had you and Anne, your wife, on this program many times, mm-hmm. talking about many fun things. You've been on this program talking about this Hunter Biden film, this movie that you're making, and we wanted to get an update from you because he's been in the news a lot lately. It's all horrifying and fascinating. Where are we with the Hunter Biden movie?
Well, horrifying and fascinating is correct. It's amazing. We've just got the actor Robert Davi to agree to direct the movie. It's amazing. He's a veteran actor. He's a wonderful person, a great artist as well. And he's going to come on board. He's going to give us the benefit of his 35, 40 years of experience in the entertainment business, in the movies. He's been in everything from, he's been a Bond villain. He's been in Die Hard. He's been in the Goonies.
A Bond villain?
Yes.
You know something? I know Robert Davi. I've met Robert Davi. But you're telling, I didn't realize he was a Bond villain. That's unbelievable. That's fantastic. It doesn't get too much bigger than that. And he's directing the film. Where are we with the funding on the film?
Well, so the total we need is 2.5 million. We're now, I think, at 1.6, right? 1.6. So really to get it, to get to start paying the bills. And you know, people are smart. They want money in escrow and all that. We need 1.8. So we've got 200,000 really to kick this thing off and make sure that we can really make this movie. So, I mean, and we're crowdfunding it, and people have been so generous. Like, we've made 1.6 from donations, right? That's a lot of money. That's a lot of people wanting this story to be told, needing this story to be told. There's a hunger for the truth. People have gone to the website, mysonhunter.com, and they've come up, and it's amazing. But we do need their help to keep it going.
Okay, now, I should say, and you know this, right? We're making a film about Bonhoeffer. Our villain is a guy named Adolf Hitler, and the budget is much bigger. So just to invest, it's it's $250,000 as a minimum for people who are investing in the Bonhoeffer film, right? It's a bigger budget. But in your film, the reason I bring this up is not only to draw attention to the fact that we still have a little ways to go with the Bonhoeffer film, but to ask you, is there a minimum, or is this something that somebody listening to this program could invest in?
Listen, they can invest as little as $1, but it's you know, we are not for profit, right? So you'll be investing to make this good thing happen and to get social return rather than right. capital return. So right. so people have given $1, they've given $10,000.
If you want to make big money, you invest in Bonhoeffer. If you want to give to a good cause, you get. No, look, I'm always half joking, but so seriously,
yes.
People do want to give to this cause, because the idea of you and Anne writing this film and having Robert Davi direct it about Hunter Biden, we need to do these kinds of things. That's why I'm always excited to talk to you and Anne, because you're doing this. So all you need is money at this point. You don't need that much more. But if people listening to this get excited about giving to this Hunter Biden film, which, as we know, is going to be great because you don't get Robert Davi to direct a junky film. So tell us, where do people go?
They go to mysonhunter.com.
Mysonhunter.com. Okay. Yeah. Mysonhunter.com. And do you all have the script nearly finished, or where are you with that?
The script is finished. I mean, it was the script that sold it to Robert, because, you know, we all know there are many, you know, there are quite a few conservative movies out there. There are a lot less good conservative movies out there. So he wanted to see the script, and we've made this a farce. We made this like Austin Powers meets King Lear meets House of Cards, right? Because there's a political drama, there's a family drama.
Say, you got to say that again. That's too delicious. Austin Powers, go ahead.
Meets King Lear meets House of Cards.
you're going to connect
What are you laughing at? Which one are you laughing at?
No, it's just so funny. Austin Powers meets King Lear. So do the math for people who don't remember King Lear. How is it related to King Lear?
Well, King Lear was a powerful man. He was the king, and he decided just to flex his muscles and divided his kingdom early. He, as a kind of sense of, look how powerful I am. And he said to his daughter, do you love, the daughters had to prove they loved him. One daughter said, I'm not taking part in this. It's about familial tensions, right? And Joe Biden never liked Hunter. Hunter, you know, Bo Biden was always the favored son. Bo, the perfect son. Hunter was always struggling. And, you know, by the way, what did Joe Biden do to his struggling drug addicted son? He made him the bag man for his corruption. You know?
Yes. So I don't recall this. So, but you're right. Bo Biden, of course, died a few years ago.
Yeah.
Very prematurely, horribly. But so how is this, when you talk about King Lear, do you get into this in the film, in the script, this idea
yes.
of the tension between these, the sons of this powerful father?
Totally. It's, you know, and in some ways, it's that and greed is the driving force of the clash, you know? And, you know, it's Hunter trying to please his father. That's why he's out there getting all this money. You know, obviously, there's greed and his involved, and he's insatiable. He's got an addict personality. But, you know, so there is this familial drama played against this political drama, played against complete farce as well. That's where the Austin Powers thing comes in. Man of mystery, whilst he was a drug addicted addict. I mean, the worst. He thought there was crack cocaine on his carpet, and he was sniffing Parmesan cheese, right? That's how bad he was. But he was getting paid $83,000 a month to be on the board of a Ukrainian oil and gas company whilst leaving board, or maybe it was $86,000, I can't remember, whilst for 4 years, whilst leaving board meetings every 20 minutes to sniff crack cocaine.
Who hasn't done that in a board meeting? We all have, let's be honest. Seriously, though,
I find board meetings go better, especially on the not-for-profit side.
I mean, this is always difficult for me because on the one hand, this is funny. On the other hand, it's so serious, it's sick. You have to make jokes, I guess. But let's think about this because so much time has passed. We've all heard this. $83,000 a month for nothing. In other words, he was not qualified to be on the board. The reason he was there is because he's the son of the vice president or former vice president of the United States of America. We know that. That's called nepotism and corruption. It's the very thing the founding fathers tried to take us away from. They wanted the people or the representatives to be beholden directly to the people. So this is something that the media should be interested in. And because they're not, we have to do things like make films about it. So I'm so grateful to you and Anne and now Robert Davi for doing this. But when you bring up King Lear, there is a tragic side to it, isn't there?
Yes. Yes. I mean, Hunter Biden should have been coddled. He should have been looked after. He should have been helped as much as he wanted to be helped, rather than him out there. I mean, the last place a person like him needs to be is doing multi-million dollar deals in the Ukraine when he's trying to beat the drug addiction. He doesn't need to be going to China to be signing on to be part of a $1 billion investment fund. The last thing he needs is money being thrown at him. I mean, a Chinese businessman gave him a credit card, him and his uncle, a credit card with $100,000 on it for spending, for expenses. Another Chinese businessman gave him an $85,000 diamond ring. He admits all this in his biography, by the way. So, you know, that's the last thing a drug addict needs. He needs discipline. I don't know what he needs, but, you know, he doesn't need money being thrown at him and him being treated like the golden kid. So there is a tragic aspect to it. And we want to, you know, we're not demonizing Hunter Biden. You know, Anne and I, as people can probably hear, we're Irish. We can't be making fun of addicts because alcoholism is our national sport. So we're not making fun of addicts. We're saying, actually, the only reason we're pointing out Hunter's addiction is to say, this guy should not have been on the board with this problem. This guy should not have been getting this money with this problem. Otherwise, it's his own private business.
I just want you to tell me that in the script, you have King Lear as Biden kind of wandering across the heath during a big storm. Don't tell me when we come back, we're going to find out more. I'm talking now to Phelim McAleer. The film is My Son Biden. Go to mysonhunter.com, mysonhunter.com. Folks, we're talking about a film being directed by the actor Robert Davi. It has been written by our friends, Anne McEnany and Phelim McAleer from Ireland by way of Los Angeles. Phelim, this film, you said it's Austin Powers meets King Lear meets House of Cards. You're not kidding. I mean, it kind of crosses genres. You and Anne wrote the script. When you mention King Lear, suddenly it gives it pathos because this is a true story. It's horrifying. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating. If you raise the money, when would the film be able to, when would you be able to shoot the film? And will I have a principal role?
Well, we're going to be shooting it. We're going to start shooting either the 18th of October or the 25th of October in Serbia, like it's happening. And we're going to film it in Serbia. because that'll double as the Ukraine. Yeah, you mentioned King Lear again. I mean, very interesting. You know, King Lear, as you say, did end up wandering the heath in senility. Did you see Joe Biden come off the helicopter recently and get confused about which way to get into the White House?
It was a Shakespearean moment.
It's very King Lear, you know.
Crack ye hurricanoes, I believe was what he meant to say. So in this film, you have, it's the story of Hunter Biden. Have you cast Hunter? Have you cast Joe Biden? How does that work?
No, we're literally this close to casting them. We're very close to that.
Then you're saying I have a chance. Is that what you're
saying?
We
said, you know, look, we looked at you closely. You know, your schedule's just too full for us, you know. Actually, you're also too well known. And people also associate you with intellectualism and integrity. And I just don't think, you know, that you can make the leap.
You know, people no longer associate me with these things, thankfully. So I think I still have a chance to play Hunter or Joe, depending on, you know, I can do a lot of things with my hair. We're going to have fun shooting this together. MySonHunter.com. What are you and Anne, the lovely Anne, doing when you're not working on this film? Because you two are so busy.
Well, just one thing, we didn't write it now. Brian Godawa wrote a guy who wrote another movie called The War to End All Wars. No, I just wanted to give him his credit. We definitely helped with it, but he is the brains behind the writing. And, you know, one thing we did say was, you know, it can't be preachy. It can't be, you know, telling people what to think. It has to just tell the truth. It has to be funny because, as you say, it's so tragic. It has to be funny.
So it will be funny.
Oh, it's going to be Austin Powers. I mean, the situation is ludicrous, right? The situation is a joke that a drug addicted, crack smoking son of the vice president gets an $83,000 a month contract with a Ukrainian oil and gas company. He has no experience in oil and gas. And by the way, I thought we were all supposed to be going green now. Also, this is a guy who was part of a $1.2 billion Chinese investment fund. This a guy who got a gift of $100,000 from a Chinese businessman, an $85,000 diamond ring. It's a joke, right? So we have to make it a joke, and you know, so that's what we're going. It's going to be funny. I think Eric, you know, you could do Serbian Ukrainian thug number three.
I want to play Hunter. I've decided I'm going to go after this part, and there's nothing you can do to stop me except say no. But I just think the idea of, when you mention Austin Powers, I mean, the idea of Hunter Biden as this kind of, you know, the lovable rake, the ne'er-do-well, this really is ripe for hilarity. There's no, yes. There's just no question about it. So I hope people will go to mysonhunter.com. There are people listening to the program who I know want to give to this. And I'm excited about it. There's all kinds of stuff to give to, but this is, I think culture is important. It's why I wanted to have you on, because I think culture, what we tend not to do more on the conservative side of things is create culture. And so that's why you and Anne, you've done so many things along these lines. This is, it's exciting. I just hope it gets made. I know it will get made.
No, it will get made. It will get made. I just want to remind people, we made the Gosnell movie. You know, we raised $2.3 million from small donors there to make the Gosnell movie. And many of your people donated to that too. So we have a track record here of making these. And we didn't make the Gosnell movie as an anti-abortion movie. We made it as a courtroom drama telling the truth about that case. Because when the truth is much more powerful than fiction. And it's the same with the My Son Hunter. And I have to say, I really hope that your Bonhoeffer movie gets made. That just sounds like a project that is...
It's not a comedy, and I'm not in it. So, yeah, we do need... I mean, obviously, it's a pretty big budget. I can't mention the names involved, but we have some very, very serious figures involved in the screenwriting and in the producing. So it's very exciting. We're pretty close. If anybody out there is inclined, I think the minimum investment is $250,000. But the thing is, it's an investment. It's not, you know, like I really do think it's going to do well. But it's just important for those of us, you know, on our side of the ledger, so to speak, to to make culture. And so that's why I'm excited about this. And I'm excited about the idea that, you know, it's going to be funny, Phelan, because there is something very funny, and it would be wrong. At least I think it would be wrong to tell a story like this too straight, because there's something absurd about it. And it goes with the saying. We'll keep you on for one more segment. Alvin, do we have time for another segment? No. Okay. So we're going to say goodbye. Phelan, mysonhunter.com is the website, mysonhunter.com. Phelan, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
Hey, folks, welcome back. Alvin, we're going to have John Zmirak in hour two for the full hour.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Zmirak has written a couple articles. You don't want to miss this. You never want to miss John Zmirak. But he is going to appear, if you watch this video, if you watch this on video, behind him is a dumpster fire. He's always playful with his backgrounds. This is a good opportunity to mention a couple of things. Number one, we need you to sign up for our newsletter. My dearest friends who listen to this program are not signed up for the newsletter, and I rebuke them here and in person when I see them, because we really cannot get in touch with people. People don't stumble around Rumble, for example. YouTube has canceled us. I'm being sued by, I probably shouldn't even talk about it on the air, but I mean, the point is that when you stick your neck out, life is tough. So if you want to help us, sign up for our newsletter and tell your friends to sign up for our newsletter, which is, you go to ericmetaxas.com. Don't be afraid. ericmetaxas.com. Sign up for the newsletter. And once or twice a week, we send you the videos so you can watch them if you like, or you can just listen to it while you're doing dishes or you're setting your hair or whatever it is that you do while you're kayaking. You can listen to the program. So go to ericmetaxas.com. I should mention also, Alvin, I'm going to be in Seattle this weekend.
Yes, you are.
And I'm flying there because last time, if you ride a bike, it takes days.
Days.
So I'm going to ride in a plane this time. And I'm speaking in Seattle a couple of times, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Sorry, not Monday. Saturday and Sunday in Seattle. If you go to ericmetaxas.com, you click on speaking, it gives you my full schedule, all the stuff that's been confirmed. There's a lot of stuff that's not yet been confirmed.
And I've heard the bluest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle.
And you know what? And the hills are as green as green in Seattle. Like a beautiful child growing up free and wild, full of hopes and full of fears, full of laughter, full of tears, full of dreams to last the years.
Thank you,
in
Bobby.
In Seattle. Yeah. Okay, so I used to sing that song as a child. That's Bobby Sherman.
Yes.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, before we get to our buddy John Zmirak, Alvin, you and I were going to talk just for a minute about Mike Lindell. Yesterday, driving back from Saratoga Springs, in the car, we put on Mike Lindell is doing a three-day cyber symposium. I want to tell my audience, Mike Lindell is a hero. If you don't agree with him, you don't like the cut of his jib, I don't care. He is putting his life and his business and his money where his mouth is. He believes the election was stolen based on tremendous evidence. And people sneer. They don't have an argument. They just say things. It's like the talking points. Like, oh, there's been every lawsuit has been, it's been thrown out and da 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 da. Wrong, wrong. The judges were afraid to look at the evidence. So they did not look at the evidence. They basically said, we're not gonna look at the evidence. And so people say, well, it was dismissed. The evidence wasn't dismissed. The whole idea of looking into it was dismissed. That's a dramatic difference, dispositive difference, to use the legal term. So let's just say, if you even believe it's possible that the election was stolen, I'm telling you it was stolen, because I know a number of people that know way more than any of us does, and they can give you chapter and verse. We need everybody to push. We need everybody to get in this fight, whatever that means to you folks. But the point is that pretending it didn't happen or sneering at people who are in good faith trying to bring this out. Mike Lindell is offering $5 million to anyone. If you tune into the Cyber Symposium, he's saying to the best hackers in the world, if you can show me that we're mistaken about the votes being flipped in this way by China, can you imagine? He's inviting people, come on in. I have the evidence. So I just want to say he's a hero. I guess now's a good time to say, if you want to support Mike, you can go to mystore.com or mypillow.com and use the code Eric. You're also helping this radio program. And since we were canceled from YouTube, we sorely need the help. So mystore.com and mypillow.com.
Just so you know, you can't go and to say like, hey, the Democrat Party said that the election wasn't stolen. Okay, Mike, give me my $5 million. I just proved it because they said it wasn't.
Don't worry. I'm not worried about people getting the $5 million no matter what they say, because the fact is that Mike wouldn't offer $5 million if he knew he didn't have the goods. So
Right. Watch.
You can go to Lindell TV or you can go to Frank's Speech and you can watch it. It's fascinating, folks. Yeah. It is fascinating.
Ann and I have been watching.
Get into this. You guys watched it. We watched it.
Yeah.
But I just want to say again and again, Mike is a hero and he needs our support because he is using his money to help us. I mean, let's say you don't believe the election was stolen. Then what could the problem be? We're looking into it. Let's say we find out, oh, you know what? Turns out it wasn't stolen. What's going to happen? Nothing's going to happen. It just would be healthy for us to know for sure whether this happened or didn't. And I also want to say to people, if you're okay with the possibility that this happened, then you're cynical and you're unhelpful to the Republic. The founders, when they created this system, and when Franklin said, if you can keep it, you don't keep the Republic by being cynical and tuning out. You have to be involved. You have to know what's going on. And you have to at least not parrot the talking points of people who don't really care if it was stolen. They just care whether they won. There was a documentary that came out by HBO called Kill Chain. Watch Kill Chain. It costs you like $3 or $4. Watch Kill Chain. It's mostly from the Democratic point of view. They were talking and talking and talking about how it was easy to manipulate these machines and to steal an election. When the election was stolen in their favor, silence.
Yeah.
Well, if you care about America, you should care whether the election was stolen on either side. This is not a small thing, folks. This is at the heart of everything we care about. So I just wanted to say that again, if you want, go to mystore.com. You can buy most of my books there. You can go to mypillow.com. Tremendous savings if you use the code Eric. Let me remind you. It is important to know what is happening. So I just want you to go to Mike Lindell's, it's lindelltv.com, or you can go, I think Frank's Speech is airing it as well, but it's worth looking into. Anyway, we'll be right back.
The bluest skies you've ever seen in Seattle, and the hills, the greenest green.
Alvin.
Yes, sir.
We've got Zmirek as our guest. Did you know that? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're wearing an Festo suit because he's bringing the fire. John Zmirek today. I got to say that two things. We made a new video ad. We made one. Remember, we made the one about Joe Biden at the swimming pool for MyPillow. We decided we needed to make one for Nutramedics for the video. So if you watch these videos, you're going to see our new ad. It's astonishing. We don't want to give it away, Albin.
No.
Because it's a marvel of editing. It's just creative genius. So we've made an ad on, you can go to rumble.com to our channel. But if you sign up for the newsletter, you'll get it when you watch these videos.
Yes.
But it's a funny ad. And it's encouraging you to go to Nutramedics.com to use the code Eric. But I think I said this in a previous conversation, and Zmirak mentions this whenever we talk about COVID. But no joke, this is serious. The more I watch about COVID, about this virus, the more I realize that the one thing they never talk about, which is utterly central, is your immune system. The reason we get colds in the winter is because in the winter, our vitamin D levels go down. Now, this is a fact, okay? I can back it up. You can look it up on the internet. I'm not just making this up. Your vitamin D, Dr. Cole from, I think it was Iowa, talked about this in one of these videos that's been taken down from YouTube because, you know, it was deemed false information on COVID. Guess what? It's not at all false information, but look it up anywhere on the internet. Vitamin D helps your immune system when you take it every day. And so the reason people get colds in the winter is because their vitamin D levels go down because they don't get sunlight, right? So we should always be taking vitamin D, especially now when you've got things like COVID bouncing around, whether it's the flu, whether it's a cold. If your immune system is beefed up, you're much less likely to catch this stuff, including COVID, right? So they're not talking about this. So if you beef up your immune system, be outdoors to get sunlight, but take vitamin D, Nutramedics.com, take vitamin C, take zinc. Those are three things off the top of my head. If you go to Nutramedics.com, you can order them. But we're not saying this just, you know, because Nutramedics is a sponsor of the program. I'm saying it because it's true. Yeah. If you have vitamin D around the house, if you don't want to go to Nutramedics.com and use the code Eric and give 50% of their profits to missionary organizations, if you don't want to do that, I don't care. Take vitamin D anyway. Take zinc, take vitamin C. When you beef up your immune system, you're tremendously less likely to catch stuff. Okay. I've done the research on this. These are facts, folks. So yeah, I just thought I have to say this. We should also actually mention, Albin, we're doing a fundraiser for Food for the Poor.
Yes.
There are kids, particularly in Haiti right now, starving. Okay. They've been through hell. It gets worse. Food for the Poor helps them really dramatically. If you give $37, you're feeding a kid for 6 months. That is how far Food for the Poor is able to extend an American dollar. So we want you to go to our website, metaxastalk.com, and click on the banner there. I just think it's important. We only do this for this month. So we've just got a couple of weeks left.
And any amount, by the way, $5, $10, whatever, $100, $1,000, you get entered into our giveaway so that you get a grand prize. If you win, there's three of them we're going to announce at the end of the month. And also you can call 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. Take it away, Eric.
Yeah, well, people can do this. You can do it right now. 844-863-HOPE. These are all important things, folks. I don't want you to think we're just blowing smoke here. This is a tremendous cause. You can go to metaxastalk.com, click on the banner, or go 844-863-HOPE. And I do mean it about Nutramedics and about your immune system. It's kind of an important thing, particularly now. So we'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.